It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The weather is starting to get chillier and the holiday season is just around the corner. There are again going to be several events and activities this season surrounding Christmastown, Sonora, being put on by the Sonora Chamber of Commerce. Pleased to be joined in the studio today by the president of the organization, Katie Dunn, and one of the committee members for Christmastown, Ann Segerstrom, who is also the mayor pro tem for the city of Sonora. So great to have you both on Motherlode Views.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for having us back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cheers.
Cheers. So before we get really into Christmastown specifically, there are some new responsibilities given to the chamber from the city of Sonora when it comes to things like event planning and the Sonora Opera Hall. So Katie Dunn, I'll start first with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the new relationship?
Yes, well, this has been a relationship in the making for many months now. And so we are... We have two contracts with the city. One is for event management and marketing, and the other one is for the management of the Opera Hall. Both of them we're really excited about. They are going to be a win-win-win for us, a win for the chamber, a win for the city of Sonora, as well as a win for our community. The events, you know, there's four events that that go on in the city of Sonora. Some of them are chamber-sponsored events, and others were city-sponsored events. And there were blurred lines, so it only makes sense for the Sonora Chamber to really take the lead on these events. It's something that we really pride ourselves in. I just can't say enough. It's a great way for us to really put Sonora on the map. We do a lot of marketing around them, and I'm really excited. And the Opera Hall, the Opera Hall, we took over management in middle of October, I believe. And so if anyone is interested in renting the Opera Hall, they need to contact the Chamber of Commerce at info@sonorachamber.org, or they can call us at 209-694-4008. Don't call the city anymore. They're just going to direct you to the chamber. We're really excited about that opportunity too. We're going to be looking at doing a fee restructure at the beginning of the year. And also we're going to be creating some really fun wedding packages and meeting packages and working with other local organizations to enhance those packages. But I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, because it's a work in progress right now.
Yeah, and it's a big change having a member of the city here too, Mayor Pro Tem Segerstrom. What's your reaction to the partnership?
Well, it's really the brainchild of our city administrator, who is just really talented and putting together partnerships and realizing, you know, what the city's strengths and weaknesses are. And we our staff, our administration is really stressed right now in terms of what we can do and our capacity. And so this partnership is one way that will benefit both the city and the chamber and extend both of our capabilities in terms of promoting the town and looking at future opportunities. So we're very, very excited about it. And, you know, I do have to, applaud our administrator, Melissa Eads, for coming up with the concept.
And the big parade is coming up the Friday after Thanksgiving, same time as every year. And Katie Dunn, are applications still being accepted for that?
They are. The deadline for the applications is November 15th, so that's next Wednesday. And you need to bring those applications to the city.
Can anyone enter? Are there certain rules about who can enter a parade?
No, I think anyone can enter. I think
based on the last year's parade, I would say anyone can enter.
We had, close to, 80 entries last year?
I mean, everything from lumber trucks to dance troops to... it was a collection of local what should I say, ingenuity, creativity, and cheer.
Yeah. I think they're really trying to discourage, like, businesses that just drive their truck with their name on the side of the truck. They really want it to be more festive than that. You know,
kind of a lighted aspect, too,
yeah,
if possible.
You know, have some elves in the back or something.
Do you remember that dance troupe that had everything that was all lighted up and fluorescent dancing? I mean, it was pretty amazing, some of the creativity that went on.
Oh, there's
last
a lot
year.
Of creativity. It's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, I was at the beginning of the parade. I had to walk back to see some of the really neat things that were going on. But, it has such great community spirit. It was just to see the streets lined and the kids excited and a wonderful event.
Right. And so this year, the Sonora Chamber will be shadowing Rochelle Kellogg because she's retiring at the end of the year. And Rochelle has been, her and her family have been the backbone and managing the staging area for 28 years. So this is going to be her last hurrah. She'll be riding with Santa,
as Grand Marshal.
As her final goodbye. Yeah. But we're really excited. So we'll be shadowing them and we will be managing the parade. However, the city will still be taking care of all the logistics, like working with Caltrans and road closures and public works and the city police department, fire department. There's so much that goes into the parade. I had no idea until I went to this first meeting and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I was like a deer in headlights. They're like, oh, it's okay, Katie. We got your back.
The road,
there's a lot.
Caltrans,
people don't realize how much that goes into the Christmas parade. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's great that you can at least shadow her for one more year here.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I worked it a little last year and I was in the area where the large floats came. It was just like I was impressed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really impressive actually. It's a well-oiled machine, I tell you, the way that they have it all kind of laid out with a big map where everyone goes, and it's crazy.
We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about Christmastown Sonora and various holiday events getting underway over the coming weeks here in Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in studio by the Sonora Chamber of Commerce President Katie Dunn, as well as a committee member for Christmastown Sonora, as well as she's also the mayor pro tem for the city, Ann Segerstrom. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about the upcoming Christmastown Sonora and other holiday events taking place in the Motherlode on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in the studio by the president of the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, Katie Dunn, as well as one of the committee members of Christmastown Sonora, Ann Segerstrom. She's also the mayor pro tem for the city of Sonora. So we talked a lot about the parade during the past segment, but Christmastown Sonora, I'll go back to Katie Dunn. You know, tell us a little bit about the history of the event and kind of how it has evolved to this point.
Sure. So it actually all came about from our holiday mixer that we had in December of 2019. And one of the winners of the holiday window display contest had mentioned, oh gosh, it would be really great if we turned Sonora into a Christmas town. And we all were like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. And so then in January, we started our committee and we worked all year long for our first year. And that's how it really started. You know, it's like we just started brainstorming and coming up with ideas. We had so many ideas that we had to kind of whittle them down, come down to earth, you know, because it does I mean, it costs our chamber about close to $25,000 every year to put on Christmas Town. And there's, I mean, everything that we do, there's no charge to our community. You know, it's our way of giving back to our community. So this year I'm really excited because we have six sponsors, which have made it possible for us to continue. It's the Sonora Area Foundation, Wild Bud Floral Company, Blue Mountain Minerals is a brand new sponsor, Hawks and Associates CPAs, Visit Tuolumne County, and the Sonora Boosters. So they're all sponsoring a particular event, it's just really it's really blossoming into an amazing event. And this year, I think what makes it really kind of special is the amount of organizations that really want to be a part of it. And so this year we have the Aronis Club that wanted to join forces with the chamber. And so we kick off our Christmas Town with the holiday lighting ceremony on November 22nd at 5:30 at the Fire Museum parking lot. And so the Aronis Club is going to be having a crafting event. Prior to that, they're partnering with Tuolumne County Arts, and they are going to be creating tree ornaments and gift tags from recycled materials. They're going to be offering warm drinks and gingerbread cookies and all of that kind of stuff. So it's from 3:30 to 5:30, so it's leading up to our lighting ceremony. It's going to be this kind of similar to last year. We'll have Canon Anna, who's going to be our officiant, doing a blessing for the lighting ceremony, followed by a few words from our mayor, from our supervisor from District 1. The Maya kids will be singing a few carols, and then we'll do the countdown to the lighting of the Red Church and the Christmas tree in front of the Red Church and Courthouse Square. And so there'll be a countdown, and then once it is lit, then the Red Church will ring their bells. So it doesn't take very long, but it's very special.
Yeah, and you mentioned November 22nd. That's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And Ann Segerstrom, any thoughts on those events that you just mentioned?
Well, it's two opportunities for people to get downtown. And also the lighting ceremony last year was just so warm and cheery. Mm-hmm. And people were across the street and at the Red Church. And it's really fun. I didn't know the Aronis Club was going to be doing that event.
That's a new add-on.
Yeah, no, a great thing for families to come and enjoy before the lighting ceremony. Because it was really, truly a family event last year.
Right.
And just, that whole holiday feel-good feeling just, it kicks off on that Wednesday, and then, you know, through Thanksgiving, and then the spirit really starts heating up on Friday with the parade. So, it was very special. And, Katie didn't mention every year we have to get an 80-foot boom put the lights up on the church steeple in October. I mean, you might have seen these two tiny figures up there. trying to staple up the lights. So, and all the trees in the park. It's just, it just turns downtown into a magical place. Anyone who can come out on the night before Thanksgiving, it's well worthwhile.
And you mentioned, are all the lights already up ahead of the event?
Oh, they're all up and ready to go. Yeah,
ready for the flip the switch.
Yep, they're ready for the big switch. Yeah, and actually last year I think we had close to 200 people at our lighting ceremony, which we were just flabbergasted. I mean, there were so many people that showed up. So this year we're actually going to have the blue zones of Tuolumne County be our crossing guards. So they'll have, the neon vests with the lights to safely get people across the street. And we'll have a professional sound guy there too, because I just had my little boombox basically last year. Yeah. So this year you'll be able to hear it better. So yeah. And the kids and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, as we're going into our third year, I mean, each year we polish a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, learn as you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, it is important for the public to know that the highway isn't closed for the lighting ceremony.
Correct.
So that's why the Blue Zone is such an important addition. Because last year, people are still coming into town and leaving. So we have to be careful around that intersection.
You just park anywhere in town and then walk over to the event? Is that what you're recommending?
That's it.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you got the big events coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Thanksgiving, then the parade. What's going to be happening after that?
Oh, my goodness. So now this is all weather dependent, right? So I'm watching the weather like a hawk.
Because last year was tough when we had the record-breaking weather year.
Yes, So a lot of the outdoor events is
subject to weather.
The week following the Christmas parade, we will be doing. The Christmas Tree Lane. So we'll have close to 60 nonprofits coming to Courthouse Park there and decorating their trees. We don't do it before then just because of the Christmas parade, and there's so many people downtown. We want to protect our trees, and so we do it afterwards. But it really kicks off the following week with Christmas Tree Lane and Santa in the Park. And, the Mirth and Glee Carolers, this was something that we did last year. We initially started with them singing in Courthouse Park, and they were just getting drowned out by the traffic that I said, oh my goodness, let's just pop into the stores. And it was such a hit. So that's what we're planning to do this year on the December 9th and the 16th. That's that Saturday. They start at 2:00, and they're just going to pop into all the businesses downtown and sing, a few songs here or there and just make it festive for the shoppers and, it's really fun. And then the Holly Jolly Wagon. So this obviously is weather dependent, but it will be on December 9th, 16th, and the 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. We adjusted the hours to be a little bit earlier this year. And the hop-on, hop-off locations are at the Red Church by right in front of Parish Hall, also at Courthouse Park and at the Yosemite Tidal parking lot in front of the, what is it?
Oh, the Armory?
The Armory. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, the Armory.
At Church Street in Washington.
At Church, yes. And then we're going to have gingerbread house making with Santa and Mrs. Claus. That's sponsored by Blue Mountain Minerals. It's on December 3rd and the 17th at 2 o'clock at Oddfellows. That was a huge hit last year. We're bringing back BZ Smith, our storyteller. So she's going to be telling Christmas stories. And then the Blue Shoes Ukulele Orchestra will be accompanying her. So she'll tell a story, and then they'll play a song that relates to the story, and Santa and Mrs. Claus will make an appearance, and it was just so special, really.
Yeah, kitty pandemonium. Lovely, lovely. And all these events, there'll be a rack card?
Yes.
In stores and other, the Chamber, where other locations that list all of these activities.
Also on our website, too, which is ChristmastownSonora.org.
Yeah, great. We'll definitely put it up in a story on mymotherload.com.
Yes,
is another place where people can find it, and those rack cards. So all kinds of stuff happening over the coming weeks here in Sonora. We're going to take another quick break. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joining us this weekend is Katie Dunn, the president of the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and Ann Segerstrom, one of the committee members for Christmastown Sonora. She's also the mayor pro tem for the city of Sonora. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we're going to be talking with Tom Trott, the general manager of the Twain Hart Community Services District. He's going to be talking about the big park project that's underway in Twain Hart and other issues in the community. That's next week on Motherload Views. Our final segment focused on Christmastown, Sonora, coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're talking about Christmastown, Sonora, upcoming here in the Motherlode on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in the studio by Katie Dunn, who is the president of the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, and Ann Segerstrom, who's one of the committee members for Christmastown, Sonora. She's also the mayor pro tem for the city of Sonora. Katie Dunn, I'll go back to you. As part of Christmastown, one thing we haven't gotten into is there's going to be a holiday music concert, correct?
That is correct. It's a holiday music concert, which is sponsored by the Sonora Boosters. It's will be at the St. James Episcopal Church, a.k.a. the Red Church, on December 17th at 2 p.m. And we are featuring the Sierra Waldorf Children's Choir this year. We're really excited about that. And we are encouraging donations there, because the donations, we are splitting the donations between the Red Church Preservation Fund as well as the Sierra Waldorf Children's, or the school. So, yeah.
That's great. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then is there going to be a giving tree this year?
Yes. A giving tree, it will be at Wild Bud Co. Floral Company again. They are sponsoring it. I believe there's four organizations that will be benefiting from this. Where are my notes here? The giving tree is from November 11th, so it starts very soon.
Saturday,
the 11th, and goes through December 10th. So they'll have trees there where you will be able to grab an ornament that will say, you know, they're very generic. It'll say adult male gloves, something like that. So you grab the ornament and go and buy gloves, wrap them, and return the gift wrapped with the ornament, so they know where it goes, what organization it goes to. It was highly successful last year. I mean, those ornaments went like hotcakes, and so she was really excited to be able to do that again this year. So that's the giving tree at Wild Bud Co. Floral Company.
And then also, you mentioned Christmas Tree Lane earlier. It's always fun to walk through and see how the nonprofits decorate their trees. Is there an award for that as well?
There is. So the Sonora Chamber is giving cash awards for first, second, and third. I think it's $300, $200, and $100 that will go to their organization. And then we also have a People's Choice. And there's a QR code that will be in the park that you can then vote for. And we will be announcing the winners again at our holiday community mixer on December 14th. We will also at that mixer have a silent auction and raffle to raise money for Christmastown 2024. So we're always like looking for funding.
So this being, you know, the third year that has taken place, you know, when you look ahead to the future, what do you see kind of for future possibilities?
Oh my gosh. I mean, really, I mean, sky's the limit. It's all dependent upon funding. So we, you know, made a gallant effort to get sponsors this year, and we're just going to kind of ramp up those efforts for next year. So if there's anyone listening, we are, you know, accepting donations for Christmastown 2024 now. We have a whole list of things from year one that, you know, we can go back to, and
we'd like to elaborate on what we could do with Coffle Park.
Yes.
I mean, we decorate, but there could be a lot more activities down there, mm-hmm. or photo booths kind of things,
right.
Or kitty rides, whatever. The town is our oyster as far as spreading out and elaborating on festive activities. So we just need to, you know, gather the enthusiasm of the community and more funding.
More fun, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of the main purposes, kind of turning the town into like a Hallmark movie during the holiday season.
You got it. Yes, it is. I mean, we have the perfect playground. I mean, it's like,
sure.
it is a Hallmark movie.
I know, we might get Hallmark here sometime and, show off our ability to attract people from all over the state for a Christmas town. Because there are Hallmark towns across the country and Christmas towns, that is. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe in year 10, they'll be doing a movie here. Yeah.
That's right.
That would be exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, and being put on by the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, it things tie into supporting our local businesses. And I know you're making a big push to shop local. Clark Broadcasting also involved with the push to shop local. What can you tell us just about kind of that effort as well?
Oh, yes. I am just so thrilled to be able to partner with Clark Broadcasting on this. The small business season is actually a national campaign that we chose to take and localize it for the city of Sonora. And it's just adding that additional layer onto Christmastown and encouraging people to shop local, share the importance of shopping locally, you know, by educating them, by motivating them through our campaigns. And so it actually starts next week. And what we are doing is we are getting $50 either gift certificates or $50 worth of product from our merchants, and we are doing a drawing every Friday at our chamber office. And so what you do to be able to enter is you bring your receipts from the city of Sonora, it could be a retailer, it could be getting your hair done, it could be getting gas, groceries, anything within the city of Sonora, you bring your receipts in, and that's your entry into the drawing. We have entry forms that will be in a lot of the businesses downtown starting next week. It's just a way for us to show an economic boost during the holiday season by doing this campaign. It's really exciting. It's just, we just want to embrace the holiday spirit by patronizing our businesses and,
Well, and Sonora is a fun place to shop. I find so many unique gifts here that, you just can't approximate online or at Costco. I mean, everything is curated, and it's just fun to go into the stores and see mm-hmm. things that are unique that you can give to people that are really useful, appreciated, and just unique to our little town. So that it's right. That's one of the fun things about shopping downtown.
Right. And, shopping locally is also a feel good. You feel good that you're supporting your neighbors and businesses. And those are the businesses that support our sports teams. I mean, it trickles down. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important. It's really important. So I'm so thankful to be able to partner with Clark Broadcasting on this, our chamber and Clark Broadcasting coming together. It's just fabulous.
Yeah, you're right. It's wonderful, all the things you can find in the city. I see both of you downtown shopping all the time, so I know you're true to your word.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, it's so easy to pop in and out of the stores and say hello to people. I mean, I think one of the best things about coming back to Sonora after living in an urban area is seeing, all of the people running into people downtown mm-hmm. and that whole community spirit that that you living in urban areas, you just don't. I mean, you drive 30 minutes to see your friends. Here, you can just, and you run into them everywhere in the grocery store. Even.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, even when your, friends and family come to visit, it's like, let's go downtown, and we just, just do it up and go shopping, have lunch, get coffee. It's so much fun.
Again, we've been talking a lot about the upcoming holiday season as well as Christmastown, Sonora. Been pleased to be joined on the program this weekend by the president of the Sonora Chamber of Commerce, Katie Dunn, and one of the committee members for Christmastown, Ann Segerstrom. And it looks like we have run out of time, so we're going to have to end it on that note. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. It's always fun to chat.
Yes, it's great talking to you both.
Yes, we'll see you next year.
Very good.
Yeah. Year four. Here we go.
I'll look forward to it. Again, we thank you for joining us on Motherload Views. I'm PJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week on Motherload Views. We're going to be focusing on Twain Hart next week. We'll be talking with the head of the Twain Hart Community Services District, Tom Trott. He's going to get us up to speed on some big projects taking place in Twain Hart. That's next week on Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.